Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Glenn Shuck. Here are today's top local stories. Some pockets of heavy rain around our area last night, for sure. Some flooding. Some areas did get several inches of rain. Let's get a recap live this morning from AccuWeather's Dean DeVore. I forgot to text you. I did get a little water in my basement yet again. Just a couple puddles.
Yeah, you did. I did. And I appreciated that report. And I think, you know, the general consensus is it's still raining pretty hard this morning. The city just picked up another quarter of an inch over the last hour, and there's still some heavy pockets of rain inside the Jersey Turnpike towards the city. And then Long Island and the Jersey Shore suburbs are going to pick up a few more rumbles and some heavy pockets here this morning. So just know that you're going to at least have to allow some extra time, especially around the city with some flooded roads and sidewalks. There were some areas. I mean, the city's now up to 1.8 inches overall. Meanwhile, across the river, Newark only got about 3/4 of an inch. So we got spared in some of the near Jersey suburbs from some of the heavier rain amounts, but there were is enough rain, especially as you go farther north and west, where we do have some impactful flooding in some areas. So be careful out there. Again, these downpours this morning should end slowly from west to east. We'll get into some nice weather for the weekend, Glenn. But all in all, we are breathing a sigh of relief here in New York, here 3 weeks after the Ida disaster. We'll keep you up to date all morning long on New York's weather station, 1010 Winds.
The White House could begin promoting and rolling out this plan for a booster shot as soon as today. That would be keeping with their previously announced plan to offer these additional doses by the end of this week, and that would be today. And some action last night, the CDC approving Pfizer booster shots for seniors and other high-risk Americans very late last night, around midnight, in fact. The CDC director, Rochelle Walensky, going a step further, overruling the CDC panel and making frontline workers eligible as well to get shots again as early as today at more than 30,000 locations around the country.
CDC's director, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, signing off on Pfizer's third booster shot for senior citizens and many Americans facing high risk of severe COVID. But she parted ways with her advisors on one specific recommendation. Walensky says that Americans whose jobs put them at risk of high exposure and disease are also eligible to get a third shot of Pfizer's vaccine 6 months after their second dose. That's welcome news to the nation's largest union for registered nurses, who had slammed the panel's decision to exclude healthcare workers.
That's reporter Ike Ejiochichi there with the update for us. Let's talk about vaccination mandates. The teachers union here in the city and public school principals still want a delay in the implementation of that mandate here in the city, set to begin in just a couple of days. Our Samantha Lieben joins us live from UFT headquarters in Lower Manhattan this morning. Sam?
Yeah, and Glenn, the presidents of the principals and teachers unions in statements said they felt the city wasn't prepared for the staffing shortages that will come Monday when the mandate takes effect. Mayor de Blasio, who says 87% of teachers and about 80% of staff have had at least one shot and thinks they'll be okay.
We have thousands and thousands of vaccinated, experienced substitute teachers ready to go. That's the obvious first go-to. But it's also true that central staff has thousands of educators, certified educators, who could step into different roles if needed.
Now, a judge Wednesday lifted a temporary injunction to stop the mandate from going into effect after the city and unions carved out medical and religious exemptions. De Blasio says there are very few of those.
We've had relatively few requests for medical or religious exemption. Again, each of those gets reviewed individually. Some of those will be approved, some won't by definition. So we do not see non-compliance. In fact, we see very high levels of compliance growing every day.
Now, those with an exemption can be reassigned to non-classroom work. Those without can either take unpaid leave and keep their insurance for a year or leave with severance. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds, live in Lower Manhattan.
And with kids back in school full days again, this has meant hot lunch for them again. But school food workers who aren't vaccinated could be impacted by what Samantha was talking about there. They may not end up in school because of the mandate, and it could lead to staff shortages. Those who serve the meals, the Department of Education telling us they're preparing to jump to an emergency menu which includes mostly cold food in a grab-and-go container type of situation instead of the typical hot food. Again, these cafeteria shortages do happen. That's one of the things that could be impacted by the vaccination mandate. Dr. Howard Zucker, New York State Health Commissioner, resigning. Several reports already, though, that Mary Bassett, the former New York City Health Commissioner, is being considered by Governor Hochul as a replacement. Now, Zucker in his post more than 7 years, of course, during the pandemic. He's going to stay on until this replacement is finalized and gets ready to get started. Now, Zucker was appointed by Governor Cuomo at the end of 2014, faced criticism for his role in the nursing home response and scandal. And during COVID, he defended his actions and has since rescinded March 2020 directive that had said nursing homes could not refuse to admit patients solely because they had COVID. The Gabby Petito investigation, a federal arrest warrant has been issued now for Brian Laundrie, Gabby's fiance. Laundrie hasn't been seen in more than a week. Covering the search in Florida, let's check in with Jerika Duncan.
The U.S. District Court of Wyoming has issued a federal arrest warrant for Brian Laundrie, wanted for activities following the death of fiance Gabby Petito. The warrant alleges he used an unauthorized bank card around the time of Gabby's disappearance. The week-long manhunt to find Laundrie continued today with 75 personnel from 16 different agencies. Still, no sign of him in the 40-square-mile reserve.
And Laundrie's family attorney says the arrest warrant for Brian Laundrie is related to activities occurring after the death of Gabby Petito and not related to her actual demise.
Now, Blue Point, Long Island, tonight, a vigil this evening for Gabby. Shine a light for Gabby is what organizers calling it. They're asking everyone in that community to put on a light, some type of luminary or candle, their home or business, to light up in unison at 7 p.m. tonight. Mourners can donate $20 to receive a light at the Blue Point Nature Preserve. That's happening from 2 to 6. All proceeds are being donated to the Petito family. So again, they'll be doing that at 7 o'clock tonight.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.